Hello, energetic viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene here on Supreme Master Television. Today's movies feature the modern sport of golf, which has been played since the 15th century. This peaceful game on grass and in a natural setting tests a player's endurance, skill, fair play, and patience. In honor of this weekend's prestigious Professional Golf Association, or PGA Championship in Georgia, USA, and the game of golf itself, we'd like to introduce three movies about this fascinating sport: Bobby Jones' Stroke of Genius, The Greatest Game Ever Played, and The Legend of Bagger Vance. Our first movie, Bobby Jones' Stroke of Genius, is a 2004 production from Sony Pictures, directed by Rowdy Harrington and starring award-winning American actor Jim Caviezel as the legendary Bobby Jones. Mr. Jones' greatest golf accomplishment came in 1930 when he became the first player in history to win all four major tournaments in the same year. The film begins with a young and pure-hearted Bobby Jones playing golf in his backyard with his little four-legged friend. His love for the game as a young lad is such that he secretly follows the more experienced players around the course to emulate their golf swings. Later, he is given his first set of real golf clubs and is allowed to hit his first ball on a real course. As the young Bobby Jones grows into his teens, his love for the game only increases. All his hard work and dedication to the game pays off when he wins the Georgia State Amateur Championship at the tender age of 14. At this point, people start recognizing Mr. Jones' blessed talents. But before his greatness prevails, he needs to learn a few more lessons, such as controlling his temper. The turning point in Bobby's life comes when he falls ill and needs to stay in the hospital. Here he has time to contemplate life. At the same time, he receives lots of love and encouragement from his father and girlfriend. Mr. Jones decides to change and be a true gentleman, vowing never to get angry on the course again. All these positive events in Bobby's life allow for his true talents to shine through as he becomes what he was born to be, the best golfer in the whole world. He goes on to win an incredible 13 major championships over the next 7 years. During this time of great success, Bobby must learn to deal with fame and the expectations of family, friends, fans, golf peers, media, and even himself. Furthermore, he contracts a rare physical disorder, making it that much more difficult to compete at a high level. The year 1930 marks the pinnacle of Bobby's golf career. He wins the first three major championships in a row and has a chance to win a record-breaking fourth. How will he handle the opportunity to make history? And what surprising announcement does he make after the tournament? The film celebrates the life of Bobby Jones and what he stood for: love of the game, enjoying the camaraderie of friendly competition, and overcoming adversity. Perhaps most importantly, we learn of his outstanding moral values towards not only golf, but also life itself. Our second feature is Walt Disney's 2005 film, The Greatest Game Ever Played, wonderfully directed by award-winning actor and director Bill Paxton. It tells a true story based on the book of the same name by Mark Frost about an amazing young American man named Francis Ouimet. As a boy, Francis finds a golf ball with the name Varden Flyer on it. Varden was the name of the greatest golfer in the world at that time, and so Francis cherishes this ball like a little treasure. For the love of the sport, he practices his putting late at night in the dark. Later, Francis's mom learns that the famous Harry Varden will be in town to promote his new golf ball and decides to take her son to see him. Again, fate plays a hand in Francis's life as he finds himself on stage with his idol, Harry Varden, played by Emmy Award winner Stephen Delane. Mr. Varden patiently teaches Francis how to properly hold the club. As time passes, a more mature Francis, played by award-winning actor Shia LaBeouf, continues to pursue his passion for the game. Though experiencing social and economic prejudices and his father's disapproval to some big letdowns on the golf course, Francis continues on until one day he is luckily invited to participate in the 1913 United States Open Championship. Incredibly, the tournament takes place at the very same golf course where Francis spent his entire childhood caddying for other players. The atmosphere at the prestigious U.S. Open is very exciting. But Francis is shocked when his caddy leaves him for another golfer who offers him more money. The only option Francis finds himself with is a 10-year-old kid named Eddie Lowry, who is played brilliantly by Josh Flitter. With young Eddie's sense of humor and no-nonsense advice, Francis is able to overcome a slow start and many mental obstacles along the way. In quite a dramatic sequence of events, Francis turns things around during a rainstorm and catches up with his idol and legend, Harry Vardon, who is atop the leaderboard. Suddenly, the whole country is talking about Francis. As the final hole of the tournament nears with Francis and Harry tied, how will the pressure affect the newcomer Francis? Can he really win against his idol at the age of 20 and with a 10-year-old caddy by his side? Or will Mr. Vardon's years of experience and numerous victories help him prevail once again? Our third and final film is the award-winning The Legend of Bagger Vance, released in 2000 by 20th Century Fox. It is based on the eponymous book by Stephen Pressfield and directed by Academy Award-winning actor and director Robert Redford. It boasts on an all-star cast including two-time Academy Award nominee Will Smith, who plays the spiritual guide Bagger Vance, Academy Award-winning actor Matt Damon, who plays hometown hero Ranulph Janeu, and Academy Award-winning actress Charlize Theron, who plays Adelaide Invergordon. The movie begins with a young boy admiring the news clippings of golf star Ranulph Janeu. Janeu's career gets abruptly put on hold one day when he is drafted to serve his country in war. After Janeu returns home, he is a changed man as post-traumatic stress sets in. He no longer has any inspiration for golf and keeps telling people he has lost his swing. Meanwhile, a local businesswoman named Adelaide Invergordon decides to hold a golf exhibition match in town to boost the local economy, featuring the two top golfers in the world, Walter Hagen and Bobby Jones, plus Ranulph Janeu. But Janeu still refuses to play. The story takes a turn when a mysterious individual named Bagger Vance shows up out of the blue offering to be Janu's caddy in the match. Janeu responds favorably to Bagger and starts to take golf seriously again, preparing himself with diligent practice. As the exciting match begins, Janeu does not live up to expectations. He finds himself 12 shots behind the pros, with most of the town having lost faith in their hero. Bagger then teaches Janeu about seeing the field and being one with the ball and nature in harmony. Janeu is receptive to this new philosophy and takes his game to a higher level. This new understanding of the sport results in a miraculous shot on the eighth hole that sparks the townsfolk to immediately stop all their midday business affairs and rush to the golf course. Janeu plays so well, in fact, that he catches up and contends for the lead. Problems arise when his past memories of conflict haunt him during his comeback and cause him to lose his swing once again. How does he handle himself this time, especially since he has a chance to win the game?
I played a game. Your game, the one that only you was meant to play, the one that was given to you when you come into this world. You ready? Well, take your stance.
What words of wisdom will Bagger offer? Bobby Jones' Stroke of Genius, The Greatest Game Ever Played, and The Legend of Bagger Vance are all wonderful movies about life on and off the golf course where people can practice patience, honesty, and respect for others. Kind viewers, it was a pleasure to have you with us for today's cinema scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May God's grace make all your high-minded dreams soon become a reality.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cs.